the chair of Wisconsin Democrats, who transformed the party during his tenure, is stepping down. It's Friday, April 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Democratic state lawmakers have announced a bill to crack down on election bribery. And we've got a special interview with a Grammy-winning Wisconsinite who has a new album out today. It's Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
Ben Wickler will step down as chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, Wickler transformed the party over his 6 years at its helm.
In an exclusive interview with WPR, Wickler said he won't seek another term and is weighing what's next.
Nationwide, we have a moment of crisis right now. So I want to think through how I can contribute to communicating, to organizing, to building the kinds of coalitions that can make the difference here.
He's referring to the first few months of President Donald Trump's second term, which was clinched in part by a victory in battleground Wisconsin. But Wickler said he's leaving the party in good shape for the midterms and for upcoming state legislature races. Dems are also coming off a decisive victory in last week's state Supreme Court race. In national political circles, Wickler is known as a powerhouse fundraiser and for supporting key Democratic wins in the state. He'll pass the torch at the state party convention in June. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Oconomowoc School District wrongfully terminated two brothers who stole scrap metal from the district. That's according to a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling handed down yesterday. The 5-2 ruling reverses an earlier appeals court decision. Wisconsin is one of a minority of states that prohibits discrimination against employees and applicants on the basis of arrest and conviction records. Brothers Gregory and Jeff Cota argued that their firing nearly a decade ago violated the Wisconsin Fair Employment Act. Rather than immediately firing the brothers after they were suspected of stealing, the Oconomowoc School District contacted law enforcement. This created an arrest record and later limited the school district's ability to fire them under the law, that's according to the court. Justice Janet Protasiewicz wrote that in following the law where it leads, the justices arrived at a, quote, strange result. Representatives from the school district declined to comment. Democratic state lawmakers are introducing a bill to prevent political donors from handing out checks to voters who sign election-related petitions. Joe Schultz has more on the legislation announced yesterday.
The bill is aimed at tightening Wisconsin's election bribery laws in the wake of a record-setting state Supreme Court election. It saw billionaire Elon Musk hand out a pair of million-dollar checks. The lawmakers say election bribery is illegal in Wisconsin, but they want to tighten the language in state law to prevent billionaires from finding loopholes. Ahmad Rivera Wagner is a Democrat in the state assembly from Green Bay. He says Musk tried to circumvent the law by paying people for signing a petition.
We already know that this is not legal in Wisconsin, but we want to make sure that the language is precise and clear, because the truth is, before this year, we've never really had a billionaire try to buy an election.
A spokesperson for Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the speaker has no comment on the bill at this time. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Legal filings show President Donald Trump's administration has cut more than $12 million in medical research funding destined for UW-Madison. Wisconsin and 15 other states say the cuts are unlawful, and they're suing to restore the money. Four UW-Madison research projects have been impacted. They focused on coronavirus vaccine development and how the virus replicates. Other studies looked at mental health disparities among transgender teens and social media's impact on youth mental health. A filing from the university's chancellor for research says the school has not experienced this level of procedural breakdowns under either Democratic or Republican administrations. In a statement issued Friday, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call accused the Trump administration of sabotaging research and said it does not have the authority to halt grants approved by Congress. In an email, a spokesperson for the NIH said the agency does not comment on ongoing litigation. Coming up, we've got a special Wisconsin Life interview with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about the new Bon Iver album, which is out today.
Wisconsin's Justin Vernon is one of the biggest musical artists to come out of the state in the past 20 years. For most of his career, most notably with Bon Iver, he has shied away from the media and chosen to quietly work out of his home studio, April Base, near Eau Claire. But on his new record, Sable Fable, it's clear a lot has changed in his life. In a rare interview, Vernon talked with Wisconsin music reporter Justin Barney about the new record.
I think sadness is one of the easier emotions to access.
That is Justin Vernon, also known as Bon Iver, whose uncharacteristically happy album, Sable Fable, is out today.
I think I just feel a lot of feelings.
As a young man with a lot of emotion growing up in northern Wisconsin, Vernon sought connection. He went to the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, where he majored in religious studies.
When I studied like religion and stuff, I just was always curious of what made people connect. What made them feel connected to the spiritual, to the sacred things in being a human being. And so I think anguish and sadness was one of those things that connected people.
In the winter months of 2006, he went to a remote cabin in the woods. Isolated, he chopped wood, hunted deer, and wrote a masterpiece of an album for Emma forever ago. Come on, skinny love, just let's see you. People really connected to his sadness. The cabin had this lore and created this mythology.
My dream growing up was just like, I'll just tour the Midwest and sell CDs out of the trunk of my Chevy Blazer or whatever, and I'll be happy. I'll have a wife and kids. And it just exploded to such a weird degree that still is very surprising to me sometimes. I don't think I'm like not talented or worthy or something, but like I generally sort of just was laughing about it. And like the second record was sort of me being like, whatever, like I'm free playing with house money.
And that money hit. The second album, self-titled, won 2 Grammys and solidified Vernon as indie rock's favorite sad boy.
After a while, this sort of thing that happens is like you're expected of it. It becomes part of your identity. Then it becomes your entire identity. Then it's really hard to shed it.
That's where this new album, Sable Fable, begins. Last year, Bon Iver released the first part of this album as an EP called Sable, which ends with this song, Award Season. Vernon is often cryptic in his lyrics, which is why it's so great to have talked to him. In the first line, there is this figure, the Spaniard.
And the Spaniard, and song that I have pandered to, is always handing me the anvil, saying that's for you.
The Spaniard, to me, it's the sad guy from Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan, like the saddest song of all time.
And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
And he's just sitting across from me and saying like, here, keep being sad, homie, it'll turn out good. Maybe I got stuck on that sadness thing a little much.
But once the record changes from the EP Sable to the LP Fable, the whole vibe changes. It is joyous.
For once, we're having fun over here.
Justin Vernon fell in love.
A person came into my life and that changed everything. You see yourself in new light. You see the parts of yourself you've been working on and suddenly it clicks and they see you in a way that your old friends or family don't see you, and it gives you a new chance. There's a new chance there in that renewal. You know, you can live again. You can be remade.
A person that came into his life during this album is Danielle Heim, part of the indie pop trio Heim. Before making this album, a producer who was working with Danielle Heim asked Justin Vernon if he wanted to work with her.
And I was like, yeah, right now, like, when can you guys come?
She came out to Vernon's April-based studio on 2/2/22. Being February in Wisconsin, they got snowed in. For 4 days, they couldn't leave the studio, so they started making this album.
Her, like, musicality, her drum feel, it's everything I don't have.
Heim and Vernon, they complete each other in a way.
She grew up listening to The Police and like Earth, Wind & Fire, and like she had everything I don't got.
Together, they made this song. Though he's one of the biggest indie artists in the world and could live anywhere, Vernon has proudly remained in his hometown of Eau Claire his whole life. But with this record and these changes, he spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. He writes about that in the penultimate song on the record called There's a Rhythm.
It just tells the whole story of where I've been and where I'm headed.
I've had one home that I've known. Maybe it's the time to go.
When I was a kid, I was like, I love Eau Claire. I love it here. I never want to leave. This is who I am. Over the course of many, many years, and then the Bon Iver thing happening, it started to feel a little like I wasn't growing. I couldn't experience the town like my friends, or it was hard to meet new friends without anybody knowing who I was. And so going to Los Angeles and just being kind of more anonymous out there, you know, it's not like I'm a household name. It's been good because I think it's gotten me to disconnect with the identity. You don't have to hang around Wisconsin. Like, just because you love it doesn't mean you owe it something, or that you should stay somewhere and not grow or not try new things. I think that's what that's all about. You know, it's about like taking a chance and stepping outside your comfort zone. And so it's made me deeply fall in love with Eau Claire again. I'm extremely privileged to be able to kind of go back and forth between this beautiful city of Los Angeles and then come back to my home. I think it's like the most I've ever loved Eau Claire is right now. This is home.
That was musician Justin Vernon talking with reporter Justin Barney about the new Bon Iver album, Sable Fable. To hear their full conversation, go to wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Boy, what a fantastic interview. Absolutely love Bon Iver. So really glad that we were able to bring that to you. Thanks to Maureen McCollum, Justin Barney, of course, Justin Vernon himself as well. Let's get a quick check of Wisconsin weather before letting you go for the weekend. We'll see high temperatures in the 50s today with a mix of sunshine and clouds. Mostly clear overnight with lows in the 20s and 30s. Sunshine early tomorrow with highs in the 60s, but clouds start building throughout the day. And by Sunday, we'll see some rain and thunderstorms across the state. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.